Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
A's Cast, streaming on iHeartRadio and broadcasting locally on Bloomberg 960, KNEW Oakland and KOSF 103.7 FM HD2 San Francisco.
Pitch to Chad, a fastball, and he strokes it dead center. On the run, Lagares at the wall and out of room. Chad Pinder picks the team up and carries them around on a three-run homer.
It's now time for the A's Clubhouse Show.
Two balls and two strikes, and again, Clark to the plate, breaking ball, hammered deep to right, up in the wind, toward the corner, near the wall, it is gone! Tony Kemp unloads a two-run bomb, his second of the year, and extends the A's lead to 8-4. Have a day, Tony Kemp. The A's 50th long ball of the season.
It feels like the weight of the world is off. The number is 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. We've actually got highlights to play tonight. I don't have to tell you how many times they've been shut out, how many times they've scored one run or less, two runs or less. Fence, we've got highlights of you. Roxy, we got a win. I don't care if it took 8 hours. A win.
Nine runs were just enough, Townie. That's the way the season has gone. Kind of holding on there at the very end. But it was great to see the A's continue to score and score and score again. Six different innings, they posted at least one run. 14 hits. Tony Kemp, you know, we've talked about how he is an igniter. When he's going well, so are the A's. And it was a big day for him.
Well, you just start thinking about, you know, splits, where we talk so much about right, left, and all these different splits, but some guys during whatever years have different splits, and Tony Kemp has not hit at the Coliseum, but with the three hits today is now hitting .273, very respectable on the road. And you throw in Seth Brown. You know, Seth Brown has done well against Kansas City this year, hitting .368 against them, but the big number for him on the road, 28 of his 35 RBIs, that goes with a lot of his home runs, they've all been on the road. Some guys just play well on the road.
Well, and for Seth, especially here at Kansas City, where it all started back in 2019, I joked during the broadcast he should buy some real estate here because he owns Kauffman Stadium. I mean, even going back to that debut when he went 2-for-6 in August of 2019, he just, you know, guys feel comfortable. Guys stand in a box, and it feels like home, and there are places where they stand in the box, and they think they're on Mars. And I think that works for Seth Brown. But today, so many contributors, guys getting on base, guys creating. You know, it was certainly a challenge for Marcotte having to take that slow walk out to the mound on several occasions. But, you know, give some kudos to Lou Trevino as well and some help from his catcher with that great throw at third base. Kind of took the wind out of the sails of that rally.
Yes.
For the Royals in the eighth inning. That was as big a play as any and kind of helped kind of steer things back on track, and the A's took care of business, got the extra run in the ninth, and, you know, Bethancourt against a power pitcher drove it the other way, and that was fun to see too.
Yeah, that was our next highlight, because I know you love to say, hey, this is the big leagues, this is the big league level. You're going to hear right here, big leaguers do dumb stuff too.
1-2 way outside, running to third is Isbell. Nice throw by Murphy, and out at third base, a running rock by Kyle Isbell. And that's the first out. What a save by Sean Murphy. He fires a strike to Jonah Bride.
Every coach will tell you, Vince, what two outs can you not make at third?
Yeah, the first, second, and the third.
I mean, that great play by Murph, but it was like, that's a gift. It was like, thank you very much.
Right. There's no reason for him having to do that to try to force the action. There's nobody out. The A's are certainly teetering there. Marcotte is trying to figure out, how am I going to get this game to the house? Momentum clearly was on the Royals' side, and that play ended it right there.
Yeah, I want you to go get a good dinner tonight. I know it's been a long day for you guys. I mean, it's, around 7 o'clock there. But quickly, one guy Lou needed this. This was big for the team, big for Lou Trevino. Is this one of those where we really hope he can springboard off an outing like this?
Well, great curveball, you know, in the eighth inning that Froh's been intending. Then he strikes out Oliveras, and then he ends the game. You know, maybe so. I mean, Lou Trevino has a lot of experience, and the A's were counting on him for that ninth inning. And he got COVID. Things changed. Danny Jimenez came in, kind of grabbed hold of that spot. But when Lou is right, and I'm not saying that he is, but if this is a step in that right direction, it does an awful lot of good for that A's bullpen if that's the case.
Well, 3 hours and 46 minutes, you deserve a big, huge old plate of barbecue and a couple beverages.
Well, as they used to say in Baltimore, the great Chuck Thompson, ain't the beer cold. It's going to be tonight.
Enjoy, my friend.
All right, Tony, thanks.
A win for the A's. Oh, the barbecue in Kansas City, it's unbelievable. I mean, it really is unbelievable. The number is 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. A win, a quality win for the Athletics. I know it's just one, but boy, did they need it. We talk about it next right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly, cookies and milk, Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their burial locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe, or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
0-2, curveball, swing, and a miss. And the A's survive in Kansas City. A Saturday afternoon marathon of nearly 4 hours, and the A's prevail by a final of 9-7. Goodness.
This is A's Clubhouse.
And the number is 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. Yes, and let's just hope this is the outing that turns the mystery around. There is no question Lou Trevino is the biggest mystery on this team. And everybody thinks it. Like the other day when doing TV for NBC Sports California with Shooty Babbitt. I mean, Shooty Babbitt is one of the top scouts in the business. And even and he's talking about it's a head-scratcher. Because you can't sit there and look at the data and say, aha, this is what's wrong. You can't. The fastball, the breaking stuff, it all registers the same. Why has Lou gone from being at times a guy who's so dominant to a guy that can't get anybody out and literally pitches? I hate to say this. It's just the way it looks. Pitches afraid. I mean, it makes no sense. He has the ability to mow through lineups. And just he nibbles and nibbles and gets in trouble, then gets hit hard. It's like, this is the mentality. I mean, if we saw a downtick, if you saw, you know, with the numbers on StatCast, if you saw TrackMan, whatever you want to look at, and you saw a difference in spin rates and tilt and all these different, but you don't, according to the numbers, they tell me they're the same. So if the numbers are the same, if the ball coming out of his hand is still doing the same stuff, it's just the mind is not in attack mode. The not, you know what? It's There is something about confidence, and we know this in all sports, right? I mean, take a great shooter in basketball. You could be Steph Curry. You could miss six straight three-pointers, but at the end of the game, he's going to chuck it up with full confidence. Why? Because he's Steph Curry. He's a killer. You think back to a Michael Jordan. You think back to a Larry Bird. It didn't matter how many shots they had missed. Like Tom Brady could throw two picks. Last drive of the game, not those picks aren't going to matter. John Elway, you think of the guys that were great, the last drives, doesn't matter. I'll tell you what, if it's the 72nd hole of a major in golf, guys in their prime, and I need a guy to make a birdie from the middle of the fairway, I'm taking Tiger Woods any day of the week. I don't care how many holes he's just bogeyed. I'll still take him on 18 on the 72nd hole. Because they have that mentality. They win even when they don't have their best stuff, when they don't feel good, when they just have that killer mentality. And there's times where Lou Trevino in his career has been a dominant pitcher. And then there's times where it's just, oh, my God, dumpster fire. But the numbers are still there from a standpoint of what when the ball releases from his hand, he's got an electric arm. I mean, how many guys do you see out there that are throwing 100 miles an hour? They're throwing 99, 98. They got wicked stuff, and they get hit all around the ballpark. That's mental, man. That's in between your ears. You've got to go out there with that belief that I'm the baddest dude on the planet. And I'm willing myself to victory day in and day out. For God's sakes, Mariano Rivera threw the same pitch every single game. It wasn't 99. He just threw the same cutter. Everybody in the world knew when they played Enter Sandman and that guy came rolling in, cutter, 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 ball game over. And then night after night after night, he did the exact same thing, and you knew it was coming. He wasn't throwing anything else. Left-handers would step up in the box. Left-hander hitters would back up in the box. He had them so – he was so in everybody's head. He threw one pitch. You got – Lou Trevino's got four. He's got four pitches. He used to be a starter. And that's why when he's on, he can mow through anybody. That's a two-inning save. Let's just hope, because I can tell you going into today, bullpen in the last 26 games, 1-7, one save, six blown saves with a 6.62 ERA. Dumpster fire. Somebody, Danny Jimenez is on the shelf. Somebody, I mean, does anybody really trust Puck? I mean, who do you trust? Sam Moll was the guy you trusted, right? Came in today, zero outs, three runs. You don't trust it. They got to find somebody towards the end of the game that can just get outs. So on the chance that you do score runs, that you can win the game. That you can bring home that victory. Season's already bad enough. Giving up leads at the end of game, you can't have that. When a team that doesn't score runs, scores runs, they got to get it to the house. They have to. You don't want to be associated with the team that had the most losses in Oakland A's history. You don't want to be on that team. It's up to you in that uniform, in that clubhouse, in that dugout, to not be that. Plus, every one of these guys, they're fighting for their professional lives. That's why you know that you're getting everything you got. Because every one of these guys, look up and down the lineup, look in the dugout, look down in the bullpen. Every one of these guys is fighting for their careers. The number is 833-625-2278. You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires postpaid Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
Here are some easy tips to get the most out of a time of use rate plan. Number one, during peak times, get your dishes loaded and your clothes ready to wash or dry. Then wait until off-peak times to press the start button. Number two, run your AC during off-peak hours, then nudge it up to 78 degrees when peak hours begin. Number three, one of the easiest ways to conserve energy is by turning off appliances, televisions, and lights. To see more easy tips, visit pge.com/touinfo.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
Ah, hitting the road with the family. On your way to nonstop adventures. No worries ahead, because you know you can stop at a Chevron station along the way. Get fuel for your car, fuel for your crew. That's Chevron with Techron for unbeatable mileage and snacks for all. Coffee for mom, chips for the kids, cold drinks for dad. You know, for the road ahead. Toss in some laughs, out-of-tune singing, and a zillion are we there yet? And you just made lifelong family memories. Chevron, together ahead.
Look back, the pitch to Allen. Swinging a grounder over the mound, and a backhand that kicks off the glove of Benintendi in a shallow left center. A hit for Allen, who's racing to second base. Around third, Elvis comes in to score, and it's 4-1 Oakland. Sharp ground ball that went over the mound. Benintendi had to chase it down in left center after the ball hit off the glove of a sliding attempt from Whit Merrifield behind second base. It hit off the heel of his glove and ricocheted out into left center.
This is A's Clubhouse.
Tony Kemp, have a day. Somebody had to step up. Leadoff hitter, 3-for-5, 2 doubles. One was helped by the sun, but at this point, you'll take anything. Plus, he went deep in the eighth inning. That was huge. Here he is with Roxy Bernstein.
It's a big win for the A's here in Kansas City, and they find a way to get it done. And one of the offensive heroes from the A's today, Tony Kemp, joining us here on the postgame show. And TK, let's just first start. Getting the win here today, so much frustration recently with what's gone on. How much can this just release the pressure for everybody?
Yeah, I mean, that was a full ball game right there. You know, I know both teams were fatigued, tired, and I feel like we just got to get our guys pulling on the same rope, and they've been doing a good job. Everyone's giving their 100% A effort every day they come in here, and I feel like the biggest part is just playing together. So getting a win like that's huge. Lou going out there for the second time, and you know, Jared pitched well too. So, you know, we just got guys that continue to work hard, and I feel like it eventually is going to pay off.
You mentioned the fatigue and tired. You're playing in the heat. It's humid. You played in some weather like this in college in Nashville, but what was it like out there today?
Yeah, that was definitely different. I think the biggest thing was we were just taking hydration packets before the game and getting anything that we really could. All the fruit was gone before the game, so I feel like guys are really making sure that they're hydrated in the right way. But, you know, I looked at Elvis in the fifth or sixth inning, and he said, you know, he went up to the plate, and, you know, he was exhausted. Like, you know, your legs start to get tired, and, you know, that's why it's so hard for catchers to hit, because, you know, they can't really feel their legs sometimes when they go up there and hit. So, yeah, that was a grueling battle right there.
I mean, you've played in heat, but
– it's different here.
What's different about it here?
The humidity is just – it's on you. And I was talking to my strength coach – during the national anthem, and the sun had peaked out, and I said, that's a sun right there. It just, you know, it feels like it's right on top of you, and then it feels like there's an on switch on the humidity button. So, yeah, it was we were by the fans in the dugout a lot today.
So there's a lot of prep that goes into it. What about the recovery for tomorrow now? What do you have to do tonight to get ready to play tomorrow?
Yeah, I think it's going to be ice baths and recovery, massages, and just going some – I don't – you know, I'm supposed to hang out with some family. I'm going to say, hey, we're just going to hang out inside and just relax. Yeah, and then tomorrow is not going to be any easier. So, yeah, it's a good team over there, and we just have to keep playing well.
Big win for the A's, 9-7 in Kansas City. And Tony, you set the tone from the outset today. The first at bat, you crushed one foul. But then the next one, you hit a sizzle. You get a sense that that really ignited everybody today?
Yeah, I just feel like, especially, you know, the loss yesterday was tough. And, you know, sometimes as a leadoff hitter, you do have that obligation, you feel like, to get the bone, especially after, you know. So to be able to just get on and, you know, make some things happen, and Brownie swinging a hot bat right now. Can't say enough things about good things about him. You know, be able to see his cage work, and you know, I told him I've been hitting with him lately, and I just feel like he has, you know, a good presence about him in the batter's box, and it's showing on the field. So, yeah, like seeing him swing a hot bat.
You were in the middle of a lot today. The first inning, the third inning, of course, the home run you hit later in the game. Do you relish that role of being a catalyst, Tony, for this team? Because you've given this team, whether it was last year, this year, a spark when this team has needed it.
Yeah, and I feel like just being able to take that pressure off myself, you know, I feel like earlier on in the year I was feeling like I had to, you know, be someone who I wasn't, and I feel like it led to some things that, you know, some results that I didn't quite love. So I feel like in the past week or so I've just been saying, you know, let's just go play baseball and let the chips fall where they may, and just give my best effort every day. And if it can be a catalyst, you know, I love that role too.
What about the catch you made there in the first inning? That was as big a play as any. Take us through that. What were you seeing?
Yeah, so they asked me about that outside. And, yeah, I feel like it was a good catch. But my first step was hard in because, you know, Melendez had been swinging a hot bat. And, you know, a left-on-left matchup, you know, you're feeling like his approach is going to be left center. So I'm in, kind of sitting in the gap. And especially after that interference call, I feel like you're kind of even more on edge because you don't want a blooper to fall or something like that. And then they get that run, and then you feel like, okay, you're getting screwed from the get-go. And so I think that's why that ball went. I broke hard. My first step was in and then back. And once I could see I could get a glove on it, that's all I was concentrated on.
Fantastic job today. Enjoy the win, Tony. Thanks.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Tony Kemp, the Oakland A's, 3 hits, a home run in their win here in Kansas City. Chris, back to you in the studio.
Yeah, they needed it. And as I said with Vince, his 3 hits, it's upped his average on the road to .273. He is just not hit at home. And that's why when you look how people put lineups together, there's a lot of numbers that they have, and you might wonder, well, why the hell is this guy – why is this guy hitting here? Why is this guy playing? I looked at he's hitting .230 or he's hitting this. And then you look – I mean, it's just a simple thing. It's a split. It's home and road. He was 0 for his last 12 on the homestand, hitting a .183 at home. .183. That's awful. Like, you can't play a guy hitting a .183 in a regular year. But Tony Kemp on the road, you know, overall hitting now with the 3 hits .231, but he's hitting .273. I mean, look at the difference in that. .273 on the road versus .183. You're talking a huge, huge difference. And I just, you know, they've been brutal. I mean, the sad thing is they have been brutal. They've been brutal at home. And there's just no explaining it, right? I mean, how do you explain a guy hitting anywhere? It could be 80 to 100 something points better one road versus home. For Tony Kemp, what is it, 90? How do you explain that? To where Stan Musial had exactly the amount of hits on the road as he did at home, which is one of the great stats of all time in professional sports. Talk about the model of consistency. After 24 years, you have the exact same amount of hits on the road as you do at home. Well, you play the exact same amount of games. Now, why is it that Seth Brown gets on the road and that's where he hits home runs and that's where he drives in runs? Why is he hit with runners in scoring position on the road, not at home? I don't know. Part of the crazy part of baseball. It's totally flipped, right? You're supposed to be at home, slept in your own bed, you know the route to the ballpark. Everything's just easier at home. The road's tough. You're sleeping in a bed, you're in a hotel, you're in a foreign bed, you're getting on buses. I mean, after a while it gets old. I mean, the accommodations are very nice, don't get me wrong, and the travel's great. But still, it's not your bed, not your bed. How do you play better on the road? It's just weird. Coming up next, your phone calls, 833-625-2278, and Mark Kotze right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
The Coliseum has gone by many names, but none better than The Last Dive Bar. Hi, everyone. Ken Korak here, and my friends at Last Dive Bar are helping us celebrate our longtime home. Last Dive Bar has the most unique merchandise for all Oakland baseball fans. T-shirts, sweatshirts, the Ray Fosse line, and my personal favorite, the lights have taken full effect. Visit their website at lastdivebar.com or follow them on social media at Last Dive Bar. All proceeds are invested back into the A's Community Fund and their affiliated charities. Go to lastdivebar.com. That's lastdivebar.com.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone, together.
Innovation, it's at the heart of Cal State East Bay. Like at our Green Biome Institute, where faculty and students map genes from California's endangered plants. Or how we open doors for local entrepreneurs at our Small Business Development Center. From educators to nurses to STEM professionals, Cal State East Bay has real impact throughout the region's neighborhoods, boardrooms, and entire economy. Be part of the innovation. Connect with Cal State East Bay at csueastbay.edu/impact.
Which NorCal drivers are having the most fun right now? Ask anyone who owns a Honda.
This car is actually both reliable and safe and a lot of fun.
My Honda is a beast.
My Honda is delicious.
Honda has the happiest drivers in America and is the most fun to drive, period. New Hondas are arriving daily. See your NorCal Honda dealer today.
Happiest drivers based on 2021 ACSI survey of customers rating the performance of their own automobiles.
Visit NorCalHondaDealers.com.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Trevino throws and Santana takes on the inside corner. Bring him up. Strike three called. And the ball game is over.
You're listening to A's Cast.
And that swung on a high, deep drive. Left center field, way back. Pache in the alley at the track to the wall. He's there, and he runs it down. And Pache has done it again. He just simply outran that baseball.
This is the A's Clubhouse Show.
It's up to Canning now to kind of pick up the team. Swinging the liner to left, going back on it is Kip in the alley. Reaches out, tumbles, and hangs on. What a catch by Tony Kip. He saves the day in the bottom of the first inning. Certainly two runs would have scored if that ball eludes him on the great grab in left center by the ever acrobatic Tony Kemp. Well, how about that bottom of the first inning? No runs, no hits, an obstruction, no errors. Two men left, one of the books, that is 2-0 Oakland.
You know, how do I want to put this? Most guys don't have to leave their feet for that. Tony has a flair for the dramatic. He loves to leave his feet. I don't know if you watch enough A's baseball. Talked about that with a few people. Like, you know, yeah, obviously he's not a tall guy. Maybe he needs to do it. But I don't know if he always needs to do it. A little flair by him. But, yes, it looked like a really nice catch. Did he need to leave his feet? Eh, I don't know. Here is Mark Kotze. He's got to be happy after this win. Here he is with the media.
It seemed like there was, toward the end of that game, just a lot of excitement in the dugout, a lot of reactions to what was going on. Just how much was this team into this game? How much did you guys need this win?
Yeah, this game, kind of showed this team's fight. It was ultimately, I'm thinking through this game in terms of just the ups and downs, and the first thing that comes to my mind is they won as a team today. Each guy picked each other up. They grinded through, being up four and losing a lead to be up one, and every single guy that came in that game just grinded.
What was the impact of Tony today? I guess both offensively and then also the catch in the first inning.
Yeah, TK, spark plug to the offense, got us going early. The play that he made in left field, saving a run there, home run. So great game for Tony today, and really contributed to this team's win today.
Obviously, Trevino thrust into a pretty high leverage situation. What do you think, just not only to finish the eighth, but come out?
Yeah, we leaned on Lou today. It's two innings, and I don't know the last time he threw two full innings, and we obviously put him in that situation. Felt good about him today coming in, and he was able to hold that lead and get that save as well.
Just how big were those leadoff hits today?
Yeah, obviously any inning you can start off with a guy on base, it builds momentum. We had some big hits today from some guys. Jonah Bride's RBI, first one of his career, I believe. Nick Allen. So some of the young guys contributing, as well as the older guys. So it was a good win.
Aside from just getting out of the eighth, did you see anything from Lou in that inning that I guess gave you the resolve to send him back out there for the ninth?
Yeah, he made pitches, and coming in that situation and getting out of that inning. Coming off the mound, you could tell he's fired up and wanting the baseball still to go back out in the ninth, and that's the Lou that I've seen in the past, and that's what we hope to see in the future.
You had already used, I think, Huck and Jackson by the seventh. Had it gotten that, it ended up being a different route there, but were you looking at him as a potential for
I was game? I was looking at Lou to the back end of the bullpen today.
What was the, when you went out in the first, after the play with Bride, mm-hmm. What was the explanation there for you?
The explanation was that the base runner was avoiding the player's opportunity to make a play. And so I disagree with that. I felt Jonah had the baseball and the runner averted the tag. Nick and I didn't agree. We kind of agreed to disagree. But, ultimately I'm thankful that Tony made the play on the next ball and it didn't cost us.
What did you think of Candy today?
It was hot. He battled. I thought, facing the team for the second time, he managed the lineup and gave us a chance there. Just, I think he, towards the end, got a little tired.
Oh, a camp coming out, was that just for defense?
Yeah, four-run lead in the eighth. Felt good about putting passion in and bettering our defense out there in the outfield with him.
And then the catch that he made in the ninth.
Great catch in the ninth. Great play. He does that all year, and that's why he's out there.
Maul had a pitch in the bottom, so he's maybe some tripping to maybe some command.
Yeah, obviously it didn't go well for Maul. I think he maybe made some pitches that weren't called strikes that then, you know, had to force to come over the plate a little bit more. The pitch to Taylor, just a mistake breaking ball that Taylor took advantage of. And, not Mole's typical outing by any measure with the two leadoff walks. It got him in trouble, and, we'll be back with him.
Good. Thanks, guys.
Good stuff. Coming up next, we'll get you ready for tomorrow's action right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Here are some easy tips to get the most out of a time of use rate plan. Number one, during peak times, get your dishes loaded and your clothes ready to wash or dry. Then wait until off-peak times to press the start button. Number two, run your AC during off-peak hours, then nudge it up to 78 degrees when peak hours begin. Number three, one of the easiest ways to conserve energy is by turning off appliances, televisions, and lights. To see more easy tips, visit pge.com/touinfo.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly, cookies and milk, Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
A's fans, there is no better way to stay in touch with the A's and even our players than following us on social media. Just head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social for a full list of our social coverage, from player accounts to Twitter handles and more. Now is the time to stay in touch. Head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social today.
Your loan personalized. Whether you're planning your next vacation, backyard landscaping, or even consolidating debt, First United Credit Union can help you check off your to-do list with rates as low as 5.9% APR. Apply online or at any of their East Bay branches. Visit firstunitedcu.org/athletics for details. Insured by NCUA.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires postpaid Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
Hey, Billy, this deck is great for getting everyone together.
Thanks. We're really enjoying the outdoor space, especially on a day like today.
What's the material?
Humboldt Redwood from Ashby Lumber. They gave us a great deal, provided us with a quick quote, and we couldn't be happier. We even found a great contractor through their online contractor directory.
Don't miss a day outdoors. Visit Ashby Lumber in Berkeley or Concord to see our stock of naturally strong, naturally beautiful Humboldt Redwood. Find out more at ashbylumber.com. For all your building needs, Ashby Lumber.
Hey, where'd you get that synthesizer?
I just bought it. Since we're saving so much with no mortgage down payment and no PMI with Navy Federal Credit Union, I figured I'd put some of that extra money to good use. Oh, and I'm starting a band with some platoon mates.
Great.
Learn how you can save $2,500 on average with a Navy Federal mortgage at NavyFederal.org. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
August 6th is International Trading Card Day, and Topps wants to celebrate with you. Visit your participating local hobby shop, where you will receive a free pack of cards, plus a special card if you purchase $10 or more of Topps products, while supplies last. Post your packs on social media using the hashtag TOPSITCD, and follow along with @Topps. Visit Topps.com for more information.
This is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. I want to speak to the dads who are being denied access to their kids, excluded from key parenting decisions, are contending with child support issues. In all of these cases, doing nothing is probably not a good strategy. The law has given you rights, but you have to assert them. If the challenge is the cost of an attorney, Cordell & Cordell offers a capped fee option. Give us a call.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell San Francisco area attorneys. 951 Mariners Island Boulevard, Suite 300, San Mateo, California, 94404.
Bride lines it back up the middle, a base hit center field. Around third, Allen racing in. Jonah Bride, a two-out RBI single. Drives in his first career run. And the A's take a 5-1 lead. Solid grounder back up the middle, and a two-out RBI single. Two in the first, a run in the third, two more here in the fourth for the A's.
This is A's Clubhouse.
It is amazing how fast just a couple games of not getting a hit when you come up, you just drop. Think about where Sheldon Noisy was living. 340, 330, 320, staying consistent, wham! Gets sent back to the minors, back up. He's hitting 228. Jonah Bride was hitting 3-something. Wham! He's hitting 231. Got the hit today, first career RBI. That was great. He's been really good defensively. How about Christian Pache? Got to keep it real, right? Came in, obviously, for defensive purposes for Tony Kemp. Let's see if they've updated it. Has anybody checked to see what he's hitting in the month of June? See, unfortunately, I got to keep track of this stuff. You guys can just go on and live your lives. Who went in to play? Oh, they moved Seth Brown. I was wondering when they brought Pache in. Yeah, Pache went to center. They moved Brownie to left field. Ramon went from center to right. Yeah, and they took Kemp out. Pache swung at the first. Pinch hits for Tony Kemp in the ninth inning. He comes in. So he's pinch hitting. First pitch he sees, he pops it up, fouls out to the first baseman, F3. That's how I keep score. Foul territory, I put an F dash and whatever the number he flies out to, F3. Christian Pache is hitting 108 for June. Have I done a long enough dramatic pause? 108 in the month of June. That would be 37 at-bats. It's getting to be uncomfortable. Maybe it already is really uncomfortable. I mean, he's hitting, what, .160? And you think, well, that's bad. Well, that's not telling. 160 is not telling the story. Because the first month of the season, April, he hit .203. Since then, it's bad. 203 is bad, but 203, I mean, he's hitting 108. If he gets to play, let's see, how many more games? I'm going to go to the schedule here. How many more games do we have? Wow. July 1st is not till Friday. So that gives 5 games left in this month. 30 days in June. 5 more games. So 1 in Kansas City, 3 in New York, 1 in Seattle. If Pache plays in these games and continues to not hit, he could actually finish the month of June hitting under 100 with 1, 2, 3 months left. Every month he's gone down. I don't know. I've asked, and I recently had David Force on the show, and I had other things to get to. Pache wasn't even on my mind. But he's back on my mind. I kind of left it alone because it was too captain obvious. Like, I didn't want to seem like I was picking on him because he seems like a kid with a heart of gold, right? I mean, he's 23 years old. You want him to be nothing but a great Oakland A. He's the future. But, man, for a full month, you had .108? I mean, the power is gone. Zero home runs, zero RBIs, only three walks. I don't know how he walks. How do you not throw that guy strikes? If I was a pitching coach and you walked him and you got back to the dugout, I pull you aside and go, you just walked a guy who literally has not made quality contact. Remember when they were saying, I don't know, you may not pay attention the way I do, but there was a lot of talk. Oh, the hard hit rate. The hard hit rate. Because he hit a couple ground balls, two hoppers to shortstop that supposedly were 106. It was like 105 and 106. I'm like, they're routine ground balls to short. You're going to brag to me about a guy who hit 10, he's hitting 108 for an entire month. You're going to tell me he hits the ball hard? This new kind of stuff they're trying to throw at you. Whenever you hear a guy, you never hear a great player. They don't even talk about that stuff, right? You don't need to tell me that, let's say, Aaron Judge hits the ball hard. You don't even need to talk about it. But when a guy's hitting 200 or a guy's hitting under 200 or, hell, a guy's hitting 108 for a month, that's when you start – well, you know, hey, listen, it's not as bad as you think because it's hard hit rate. Oh, okay. Well, I can tell you about how many times the A's have scored one run or less, two runs or less, or been shut out. So if you got a bunch of guys hitting the ball hard, it doesn't mean anything. No offense. All righty, let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Mechanics Bank. Reds and the Guardians, it's 3-2 in Cleveland. The Red Sox lead the Guardians. That's in the ninth. Middle of the fifth, the Giants lead the Reds 5-1. Also in the fifth, Twins shutting out the Rockies 2-0. Braves lead the Dodgers 2-0 in Atlanta in the fifth. Final, a combined no-hitter. Does anybody care? They try and sell it, but I think it was four pitchers. I was actually watching that game today. Gerrit Cole was throwing the ball really well today. He was blowing some smoke there at Yankee Stadium. It was the game on MLB Network. Yeah, three pitchers threw a combined no-hitter. Does anybody care? I don't. I go, doesn't matter. You know what basically it is? It's a shutout. You got a shutout victory today. Astros have won two straight at Yankee Stadium with a 3-0 victory. It was Tampa over Pittsburgh 6-5. Orioles take down the White Sox 6-2. Cardinals 5. Cubbies 3. Rangers over the Nationals 3-2. Mets on top of the Marlins 5-3. It was the Brewers beating the Blue Jays 5-4. Matt Chapman hit a home run there. So did Bo Bichette. Games later tonight, Mariners at the Angels, Detroit at Arizona, and the Phillies take on Bob Melvin and the Padres. Time now to see what's on deck, presented by Ashby Lumber. Ashby Lumber for all your building and remodeling needs. Learn more at ashbylumber.com. Got to get my schedule up here. What do we got going tomorrow? What do we have? All righty. A's Total Access. Get up early, 10:10 in the morning. We're going to have Roxy Bernstein. We're going to have two segments of the manager's show, Mark Kotze. Eric Burns will be with Jessica Kleinschmidt, A View from the Press Box with Martin Gallegos. Tommy Everidge, the hitting coach, with Vince Catronio, and then First Pitch from Kauffman Stadium at 11:10. But get ready to rock 10:10. Don't forget, on Monday, 1 o'clock, A's Cast Live. That is our Major League Baseball talk show that we do. That's around the A's and Major League Baseball. Dave Cavill will be by to talk about the big vote that's happening this week, starting at 1 o'clock on Monday. A's with a nice win in Kansas City, 9-7 over the Kansas City Royals. We'll see everybody tomorrow at 10:10 in the morning. Enjoy the rest of this beautiful Saturday.
The Coliseum has gone by many names, but none better than The Last Dive Bar. Hi, everyone. Ken Korak here, and my friends at Last Dive Bar are helping us celebrate our longtime home. Last Dive Bar is the most unique merchandise for all Oakland baseball fans. T-shirts, sweatshirts, the Ray Fosse line, and my personal favorite, the lights have taken full effect. Visit their website at lastdivebar.com or follow them on social media at Last Dive Bar. All proceeds are invested back into the A's Community Fund and their affiliated charities. Go to lastdivebar.com. That's Last Dive Bar.
Innovation, it's at the heart of Cal State East Bay. Like at our Green Biome Institute, where faculty and students map genes from California's endangered plants. Or how we open doors for local entrepreneurs at our Small Business Development Center. From educators to nurses to STEM professionals, Cal State East Bay has real impact throughout the region's neighborhoods, boardrooms, and entire economy. Be part of the innovation. Connect with Cal State East Bay at csueastbay.edu/impact.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone, together.
In the front, we'll take out that tree, install a new fence.
You're gonna call 811, right?
Isn't that just for excavators?
No, dude. Calling 811 is for excavators, homeowners, contractors, anyone. Natural gas lines and other utilities can be buried anywhere. Call 811 two working days before any digging project to get all underground lines marked for free.
Thanks, deep-voiced narrator.
You're welcome, dude. Brought to you by Southwest Gas.
Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
I'm such a screw-up.
What? House? Why would you talk like that?
How are you even with a house without a walk-in closet?
Stop. You have more than enough storage.
Oh, yeah, and the unfinished basement. Gross.
We'll finish it eventually. Together.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
School's out for summer, but if your business is running QuickBooks, you'll never get a break. Their manual processes and delays will leave you scrambling. Graduate to NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. No matter how big your business grows, with NetSuite, you'll gain visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more. Just like 93% of surveyed businesses who already graduated. NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program. So head to netsuite.com/RBI.
This has been the A's Clubhouse Show.
Here's the pitch again to Elvis. Swung on line to right, a base hit. Chavis to third, up with the ball is Dyson. Here's a throw to the plate. And it's going to be close to dive, the tag. Safe at the plate, and the A's have won it.
And that is blasted. Left center field on its way, way back. And Sean Murphy has hit it out. The A's go back to back.
Be sure to visit athletics.com/A'sCast for exclusive content, including pre- and post-game for every game.
Down the line, Tucker giving chase in the corner at the wall, and gone! Tony Kemp unloads on Luis Garcia. Shocks the Astros with the long ball.
Thank you for joining this exclusive presentation of A's Baseball.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.